This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bill reversing recent changes in the U.S. Postal Service, sending $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of the November election. But as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the bill is not likely to become law.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the assets and the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach the U.S. Gulf Coast at or near hurricane force. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says that records show two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
No known occurrences of that. The closest seems to be on September the 4th, 1933, when we had a major hurricane over South Florida and another major hurricane over the western Gulf of Mexico.
The current uncertain track would take the storms to Texas or Louisiana. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.